Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As you know, if you have been with us, we are at the beginning of the fourth chapter of Genesis. In this very first verse, and there are two truths that apply directly to our lives in this world. We've talked together about both of these. The first is that sexual intercourse always be only in the context of marriage between one man and one woman. Genesis 4, verse 1 begins, "Now the man had relations with his wife, Eve." The second truth is that human life begins at conception. The very instant a baby is conceived in the mother's womb, that baby is a person that lives. Genesis 4:1 continues, "And she conceived and gave birth to Cain." For the last few days, we have focused on life at conception, and we have done a little Bible study to see how great an importance God puts on life in the womb. I trust that you either have been with us for that, or you will get caught up this weekend by getting the free podcast from godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. To all of what has been said this week, we can say with the psalmist, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." That was Psalm 127, verse 3. "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." What I want to do today is to pick up on the last of my six insights and continue to comment. The sixth insight was, men and women, we are not permitted by God to end the life of any unborn child. And why would I say this? I say it because here is a very troubling reality for all that believe that human life begins at conception. We live in a culture which does not value the lives of unborn children in the womb. The majority of the people amongst whom we live reject what God says about this. They firmly and angrily oppose all of the scripture that has been shared on this broadcast and podcast this week. Hence, abortion. What is abortion? It is the deliberate, intentional termination of a human pregnancy. And it is an act that is repeated day after day, and month after month, and year after year, not just in America, no, but all over this world. I found it very upsetting to research statistics on global abortions. In fact, I was doing this one afternoon, and by the time I had to pause for dinner, I was so disturbed that I lost my appetite, and all I could think about all night and throughout the night were these dead babies. Be prepared, friends. What I am about to share is very unsettling. If, like me, you cannot justify abortion because of what Holy God has said to us in His Holy Scripture. This first count on the number of abortions, the conscious act of forcibly terminating a pregnancy, it comes to us from the World Health Organization, the WHO. According to the World Health Organization, every year in the world, there are an estimated 40 to 50 million abortions. 40 to 50 million. This works out to be approximately 125,000 abortions per day. 125,000 per day. Now let that sink into your mind and heart after you have heard what God has said all week about the value of each and every one of those little ones that He loves and that He was in the process of knitting together, of molding together in their mother's wombs. 40 to 50 million abortions per year, 125,000 abortions per day. And on the website I found most helpful, yet most difficult to look at, they run a counter, adding a new abortion every time one is estimated to take place based on the real numbers. So I'm sitting watching the counter tick up and up and up. When I finally went to bed, it was 28,691,852. 28.7 million abortions worldwide since January the 1st, 2021, the year I am sharing this with you. It's now early September 2021, so that within 8 months and a few days, there have been 28.7 million unborn children whose lives have been intentionally terminated. Let's work from the world back to the United States, since most of you hear this within the United States. Again, according to the World Health Organization, there are 1.1 million abortions per year, which works out to be 3,000 per day in America. Furthermore, the WHO says that in the U.S., nearly half of all pregnancies are unintended, and 4 in 10 of these are terminated by abortion. And 22% of all pregnancies in the U.S. end in abortion. That number excludes miscarriages. And by the way, Planned Parenthood supplies 1/3 of these abortions, if you have heard of them. Well, here is another number worth being sickened by. Since the infamous Roe v. Wade case in 1973, when the Supreme Court of the United States sided with the proponents of abortion, there have been more than 60 million lives lost to abortion. I told you, we live in a culture that does not value the lives of unborn children. Now, someone might say, whoa, politics swallow? All of a sudden, politics on God is? This is not about politics. This is about what is righteous and unrighteous, what is good and what is evil, what is right and what is wrong, and what is of God and what is of the devil. We must take abortion above politics and treat it as God does. Someone else says, that's strong. Yes, it is. But I must say, I am outraged that there is not more outrage on the deaths of these millions and millions of innocent and defenseless children. These are children. God, through his written word, cannot be clearer than he is. Abortion is sin because abortion is murder, and murder is sin. And God says, do not murder. God says, do not kill the ones whom I have created and whom I love. And yet we are doing it by the millions every day. So you know where I stand, but let me say a couple of things about this. First, I do not assume that every one of you tuning in will agree with me on this. I do not assume that. How could I? As I said when we talked about sex outside of marriage, you are also living as part of this prevailing culture. You are influenced by alternative views to the one I am presenting from Genesis 4:1. I have learned there are many people in churches who listen to Christian radio and podcasts, many people who say they are real, genuine Christians, but who are supportive of abortion. Their positive views on abortion are often nuanced. For example, I support abortion, but not late-term abortion. And regularly, even amongst Christians, more and more, we hear about a woman's right to choose her body, her choice. There will also be those who say, I have no business being so definitive on abortion since I am not a woman and I am not a pregnant woman. And so as a man, I should pass this over. One might say, sit down and shut up. And while I believe abortion goes well beyond politics, I do understand that in America, abortion is a matter of keen interest and debate to politicians and to the courts. Politics in the United States has so invaded Christian communities so as to find that on a Sunday morning in the hallways of the church, there is far more passionate discussion about the Republicans or the Democrats than there is enthusiasm for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I find that very troubling, but that is something that we could explore another day. I just want you to know, I get it if someone is thinking, I am mixing this teaching with politics. In a sense, you will hear me as doing so because you live in a place where it is all politics all the time. Everything has turned political. The second thing I want to say is that for those of you who take issue with what I have said about how human life begins at conception, I invite you to continue with us through Genesis 4. I want to show you from the Bible that how you think and live is how Cain thought and lived, and that in his opposition to the will of God, Cain spoke to God, and God spoke graciously yet sternly. He warned Cain about his resistance to God, and he invited Cain to lay down that defiance, to change his attitude, to master his antagonism towards God. So please, I invite you, keep listening. Lastly, on Monday, I want to talk pastorally, graciously, to those of you who have had an abortion. I have something important to say to you, but I'm out of time. So please join me on Monday for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.